today, the friends that we have today. Father, those are all gifts from you. And Father, the Bible says that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, Daddy, we thank you that as you've gotten us to here, so you'll look after the future. There was another picture that someone on our prayer team had, and it was this one. It's a little bit in the spiritual realm as well. It talks about for fighting battles in spiritual realms over new territory. So here's my little interpretation of that. I want you just to close your eyes, and what are the things that you know that God's called you for but you're not living in yet? What are some of the areas, some of the promises that God has spoken to you about, but you're nowhere near there yet? Or maybe you're halfway there. And I want you to see that your Father's preparing you to move into new territory. Your Father's getting ready to take you into areas. And can I just encourage you, it's hard to go into new territory unless you're secure. Unless you know your Father's love. Unless you know His presence will be with you at all times. And so, Father, we just declare that all of these things that we know to be true, we've had this dream, we've had this thought, someday, at some point in my life, I'm going to. And, Daddy, we just say that that is one of your promises, and your promises, the Bible says, are yes and amen, yes and so be it. It's going to get it's going to get done, it's going to happen. And we just speak that your Father's love will take you into those areas. And so, Father, may even this Christmas season, as we're getting ready for 2012, Father, may this be a time of entering into those things. And Father, just even as we're standing here tonight, as we're worshiping, as we're in the presence of God, Father, that we can do spiritual battle even by worshiping. We can do spiritual battle just through our prayers and our standing here and saying, I'm in it. I'm choosing to be in the river. I'm choosing to be in my Father's love. I'm ready. And Father, we're welcoming your decrees over our life to take place. Give us that new ground. Give us those new victories. Give us those new opportunities. Father, would you push back all the demonic stuff that would seek to get in our way? And Father, we thank you that Jesus himself prophesied and said that the gates of hell, the barriers, would be just blown away. The gates of hell will not be able to withstand the onslaught of the kingdom of God. The walls of Jericho just blasted away just by worship, by celebration, by the presence of God's people walking around and knowing that this is our territory, this is my territory, this is my victory, this is my city to conquer. And as they focused on the presence of God, as they worshiped, as they walked around Jericho, God gave them that city supernatural. And we just declare that what he did for the people of old, for the ancients, he can do that for you as well. And so we bless you to be a worshiping person, a person who knows, if God's with me, who can be against me? And so, Father, help us as we enter in. Help us as we push in to a deeper place with your love, with your Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Father. We thank you for the fellowship that we have with the Holy Spirit, the hanging out with God, the love of our Father. We thank you for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we welcome you to be a part of our life, every aspect of who we are. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, that was a significant little ministry time, wasn't it? I think some of you were a little surprised. You're thinking, well, you know, that wasn't the very, you know, profound this or that was. I don't know that those prayers were working. And all of a sudden you found yourself having an experience with God. It's very cool, isn't it? Well, just a couple quick announcements for you. We're going to have one of our school of ministry students come up in just a second, and we're going to receive our tithes and offerings for this for tonight. Those of you that are part of our church, that sometimes this is your church is Friday night, and so you give your tithes on a Friday night, so that's good. But a couple quick announcements for you. Next Friday is our last Friday until into January, where we're going to be having a Friday Come Holy Spirit meeting. So next Friday is our last one. On December 23, We will not be meeting because on the 24th we will be having a Christmas Eve service, 7 o'clock until around 8:30. Lots of carols, scripture readings. Bill and Sue Duplay, who've been leading that meeting for the last number of years and do an amazing job, they're going to be leading that on Christmas Eve. So 7 o'clock on December 24, no meeting 23, on for the 24th. Christmas Sunday, we're going to be having a meeting from 10:30 until noon, so it's going to be a shorter meeting. Again, lots of carols and focus on the Lord, and should be a great time. John and Patricia Bootsman are going to be leading that meeting. And I think Jeremy Sinnott's going to be the worship leader on Christmas Day. Also, on December 30 is a Friday night. We're not going to be meeting that night because December 31 is New Year's Eve. And the plan is 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve, we're going to be having a two-hour house of prayer, push into God kind of worship set. Then we're going to invite everyone to bring a snack. So whatever your evening snack would be at your house, other than if it's a bowl of oatmeal or something like that. So we're looking at, like, bring a bag of potato chips, bring some cookies, bring vegetables, like a little fruit little platter. Sorry? Panettone? Sure. Whatever you would have. And we're just going to have a snack time, a group snack time. Like, so bring something, and we're just going to put it out in tables from 10 until 10:30. And then at 10:30, we're going to have an hour and 15-minute kids program for grade schoolers. So for grade schoolers, they're going to go upstairs and have a fun time. And the rest of us, Jeremy and Connie, are going to be leading us in a second time of worship from 10:30 until midnight. At approximately 11:45, the kids are going to come back down and join us. And we're going to have 1,000 balloons, or I don't know how many balloons we have, but we fill the rafters with balloons. And at midnight, we celebrate and bless the new year and all that kind of stuff. So it's should be a good night just to push into God and worship the Lord and all that kind of stuff. So that's coming up on New Year's or New Year's Eve. New Year's Day is a Sunday, and so we're going to be meeting here at 10:30. Those of you who go to different campuses, you do need to check because about half of the campuses cannot go into their venue. If they're in schools, a lot of the schools are closed for Christmas and New Year's. So check with your pastors. Are you meeting on Christmas Day? Are you meeting on New Year's? I know, for example, like the Hamilton campus is not able to get into their venue on Christmas Day. So they're going to be encouraging people to come here or go to another church in Hamilton. And on New Year's, they're planning to have a event late afternoon, evening in someone's home for their Sunday meeting, rather than being in their venue. So some of the campuses are doing different things. So if you're at a different campus, just check what's going on where you live. Great. Where's our offering guy? Here he is. Where's our introducer? There she is. Okay.
Okay. So this is Matthew. He is from Grand Island, New York, but he also actually has a Canadian passport, so, yeah. Matthew's going to be sharing, like, a little offering talk right now, and, yeah, so.
Hello, everybody. So before I forget, I wrote it on my hand. If you guys would like to get your tax receipts back, if you could take out the envelopes on the back of the chairs and fill your name and address out for anyone who's wanting a tax receipt for their tithes and offerings. I have a cool story to tell you guys about tithes and offerings. It's actually about my grandfather, who was this really cool guy. He tithed for 63 years straight, never missed anything. And God blessed him repeatedly. With that, he was really cool. I loved my grandfather. He was awesome. He was my mom's dad, and he got to live with us for 5 years near the end of his life and stuff, and really got to bond with him. Had 36 grandchildren, 11 kids, and through suffering, through job losses, he had his own mechanic business and lost it because he was such a nice guy, and he was just amazing and raised 11 kids. And just through the time, he was really faithful to God, and God was incredibly faithful to him. He had a healthy life. He had amazing kids. He had my parents, obviously, my mom. Like, that's pretty awesome. And when he was faithful to God and the small things and his tithes and his offerings, and he was a very generous man who gave who knows how much, it just amazed me that he was willing to go and do that for God, because he read it in the Bible and said, well, I see it in the Bible, so I'm going to do it. And I mean, how many of us have heard, like, you know, 100 people come up and say, well, it's in the Bible, and this is where it says to give your tithes and offerings, and, you know, you need to do this. And we think about it, and we're like, okay, that's cool, and, you know, God says to do this. But it's more than just that. It's God is faithful to you so much, and his loving faithfulness to us is fantastic. So if I could get some of the students to come up and line up with the buckets, and we're going to have people come forward today. Can we get the band to go a little bit too? Cool. That's awesome. And just like my grandfather was faithful with the small things that God gave to him, near the end, he was able to bless all 11 of his children were benefited from financial blessing that he was able to give to them. And that's only from God. It's only a miracle. It's only what he poured in and what God poured back to him. So I'd really like to encourage you to give your tithes, give your offerings tonight, and stand up and worship during that time. Thank you very much.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love in righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. Ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, and bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost his grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with his precious blood of Christ.
No guilt in life.
No guilt in life. No fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell. sin till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving ceased. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Yes, you may be seated. So yeah, we're just going to move into a time of praying for healing right now. So Talia is going to share a testimony, I think. And yeah, so just get ready to be healed.
Woo! Woo! Before we start, I just want everybody to say with me on the count of three, tonight I'm healed. Whoa, count of three. But I love the enthusiasm. Okay, one, two, three. Tonight I'm healed. Okay, so I'm reading out of Matthew 9:20. And it says, it's about the woman who touches his robe. We've all heard it, but this time it will be better, trust me. Okay. So, it says, just then, a woman who had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding came up behind them. She touched the fringe of his robe, for she thought, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was healed at that moment. And I know this is a story that's commonly used for healing, but the reason I use it is because it's so simple, and it says it right here. It says, by your faith, you've been healed. And at that moment, she was healed. And so I know in my life, it's kind of hard to really sometimes just believe. But the thing with faith is you need to believe in order to see. It's not seeing to believe. And growing up, I grew up in the church, and that's awesome, and like I've been super blessed because of it, but for me, I know in my own testimony, my own life, it was kind of hard for me to really know things in my heart and to really believe things in my heart. I could tell you anything from knowledge, but to really have that faith and to know things in my heart was what I really struggled with. But I just want you guys to really believe tonight. Like, you need to understand that the Lord said in the Bible, in the Word, it says tonight, like, you will be healed. Like, have faith and you will be healed. It just takes faith. It's just as simple as that. And so I just want to really encourage you guys, like, if you have anything that's kind of hindering you from believing or hindering you from getting to a place where you're able to believe and you're able to have that strong faith, just to pray that off. Because God wants to heal you tonight, and he has amazing plans to heal you. So on the count of three, we're going to say, tonight I'm healed again, but this time I want it with like 25 million times the encouragement and the enthusiasm, and I want you all to actually believe it this time, okay? So one, two, three, tonight I am healed. Okay, so can I get the ministry team that has had words of knowledge tonight up here, please? And Pastor Steve-O.
So while we were praying this evening, I had a left knee. So if there's anybody with a left knee, like pain in your knee.
Pain in your knee. Everyone
yep.
Has a left knee.
Well, yeah. But so pain in your left knee. Generally, what I was really feeling, what I was really sensing, it was like back in the tendons. Not necessarily like in the kneecap, but like back in the tendons. So if there's anything that's like strained or just causing an annoyance, just like stand up. Just kind of
We'll have to come to the front in a minute.
Okay. So there you go.
Okay. Good. So we have, there's like 8 or 9 different things that we have. So when your thing's called, just come on up to the front and we're going to minister to you. Good.
When we were praying in the prayer room, I heard that someone had neck pain. So if you have neck pain, come to the front.
Good, and a couple other ones that we had on the board are folks that have, I don't know what the technical word is, but what I knew what it was called was shin splints. It's like your lower leg has sharp pain in your lower leg. So if that's you, up to the front. And also, if people have problems on your vertebrae, anything to do with your spine, that there's, it's either they're fused, they're bulging, there's any kind of vertebrae problems. Also, people with sleeping disorders, people with ulcers, and there was one other person, I don't know who wrote it down about the lungs. Was that you?
Yeah, I saw like a stain or a spot or a dark zone in the right lung of somebody, right lung. And then during the worship with all the lights, it's like I could see this light touching other dark zones in people's bodies, maybe emotions to the heart or like this, but the light was, it's like the light of his life, of his love was touching the people in areas that are dark.
Okay, good. So if any of those are your things, just come on up to the front right now. Also, if you have a serious, like I'm going to use the word serious in the sense that it's the kind of thing that when you would hear a doctor saying to you, your first reaction would be to, oh my goodness, like you would step back a little bit. So that could be a cancer, that could be diabetes, that could be something that is, you know, it's more than a pain. It's something that's a little bit more in the serious category. So if you have any of those things as well, how about you just come up to the front? And folks, how about, just move right up to the line. I don't know why we're standing 6 feet back. The green lines are anointed. That's just why they're there. So those of you on the prayer ministry team, why don't we just start ministering to people? And prayer team, when you're praying with people, check with them before you move on how they're doing. And if they're doing better, come over to Natalia?
Tally
and myself. And we'll just begin to have some testimonies. Great. So those of you that are in your seats, if you have any other kind of sickness, can I get you to stand up? Any other kind of disease that we haven't called out? Can I get you to stand up? Where are you folks? Good. You run up to the front as well. We'll just have everyone come up to the front. Yeah. So just find a spot. There's some spots right here in the middle. If you'd like prayer for something tonight, physical problem. Those of you at home, can I pray for you right now? Let me tell you a story. Yesterday morning, I had breakfast in Tokyo. Did anyone know that? I was in Tokyo yesterday. I was literally there. It wasn't sort of like I was transported. I was there. This is a silly little thing, but it's important to me to be able to get an elite status with Air Canada every year. Because I get 4 free upgrades to business class, which is worth $8,000, and I get 3 pieces of luggage. So when we're doing missions trips, it's important to have 3 pieces of luggage. You save some money that way. And what else do you get? You get the express check-in. You get to bring people into the lounge and all that kind of stuff. And so I was about 10,000 miles short. And so I just went on the internet, and I was looking with my travel agent, where does Air Canada have a sale? And lo and behold, Tokyo was cheaper than going to England. And it's like, great. We have a missionary from our Midtown campus in Tokyo. She started house of prayer in Tokyo. So I sent her an email and said, sounds crazy, but I'm thinking of just coming for one day and then going home. If I was to come for one day, when's your house of prayer? And she said, Wednesday night. Perfect. I'll leave Tuesday. So I left Tuesday noon. The plane arrives in Tokyo at 3:30 in the afternoon in Tokyo time Wednesday and spoke at the House of Prayer. And then yesterday morning had breakfast with 4 pastors. We were supposed to have breakfast from 7:30 until 9:30. We ended up having breakfast and then went to a church that was almost across the street. And we just had a pastor's meeting until 12:30. And then I took the bus back to the airport, left at 5 in the afternoon yesterday from Tokyo, and got into Toronto 2 in the afternoon. So I got here 3 hours before I left. I don't know how that works. But I have a picture in my phone, which you're not going to be able to see. But when we're at this hotel for having a fancy Japanese breakfast, there is a gentleman that, there's like three waiters, one gentleman and two ladies that are looking after us. And I just felt the Holy Spirit say to, I'm just trying to find the picture for those of you that are, where's the picture? That's the picture of my food. Where is this guy's picture? There he is. So you can't see this. Some of you can. But this gentleman in a nice business suit that's at a nice four-star. Oh, was it there? Sorry. Okay, sorry. Are you focusing on David? Oop, that's my wife's picture. Can you get that? Try. Anyways, so I just felt the Holy Spirit say to that this guy needed ministry. I had no idea. He was not our waiter. And so we called him over, and he came over, and I said, thank you, David. I said, so is there a problem? And he goes, what? And he puts his hand like this, what? And through the translators, I find out he is completely deaf in his right ear and has tiny little bit of hearing in his left ear. And it's like, perfect, I got it right. I felt the Holy Spirit say, there's something wrong with him. And he's going, what? What? Not in English, in Japanese. And so I did something that in Japan you do not do, and that is that you minister in public. And the pastors that are there for breakfast, they're sort of like, but they're happy that I'm doing this because the tourists can get away with this. But it wouldn't be protocol to do that kind of ministry. And so through the translator, he says, my healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done, etc. And guess what? You can see in his eyes that something is happening. And he's like, oh. And my guess is he's probably about 65, 70 years of age. And the fact that he's working at that age probably means that he doesn't have a pension. He just needs extra income and all those kind of things. And so through the translators, many of you know Kimiko and Nizumu that come to every conference. She has been here 182 visits. This pastor in Japan. They usually sit right over here on our ministry team every conference. So they were my hosts. And so she's ministering, we're ministering. And the guy says, I'm feeling heat in my good ear and I can hear in my deaf ear. And it was like, oh my goodness, this was yesterday morning, Tokyo. If all I did was just, now I got the miles with Air Canada, I got an upgrade flying on the bed, you know, the nice upgraded bed. That was all nice. But if it was just to heal that, to see that one guy begin to get his healing, didn't get a full healing, but he was on the way. And it was just amazing. And if a secondary thing was to encourage pastors, it's okay to pray in public because they don't do that. So they're all like, how did you do that? How did you know? It's like, well, I just heard the Holy Spirit say. And just stepping out is an amazing thing. Good. So I was going to pray for everybody. How about you pray? Come on over here. Just so that, Ron, I just stepped on you. I'm sorry about that, Ron.
We have a lady over here who's been fully healed. So that's just proof that Holy Spirit's moving tonight. And so, God, I just ask that we would completely be open to the healings that you have for us, Lord. We know you have these healings for us, God, and that this pain does not belong to us because you died on the cross and you took care of it. And so, God, I just ask for our hearts to be open completely. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, for everybody at home right now who has any kind of sickness, any kind of pain, Daddy, would you just go and visit them right now? And Father, we recognize that nothing is impossible for our Daddy. And so as the little talk was, you just need to believe. You need to understand that God is willing and able. The Bible says that by his stripes, we are healed. That means that everybody is able to be healed because of what Jesus did. Before he even got to the cross, all the beating that he took was so that our healing could come. As he was getting worse and worse from the beating before the cross, from the torture that was taking place, as he got worse, healing is coming to us. It's an amazing promise that the Bible talks about. It was prophesied by Isaiah 800 years before Jesus that this very thing would happen to the Messiah, that he would be beaten and our healing would come to us. It's an amazing prophetic word. Great. So who's the gal that was feeling better?
Oh, she's already sat down.
She sat down. Where's the gal that was feeling better? Where did she go?
She's a bit shy.
Where did she go? Back over there. Yeah, do you want to just come on up real quick and just tell us what happened? Come on. The lady in the very back row, come with nice hair. Come. Yeah, you. Yeah, that's it, you. Now that everybody sees you, you have to come. Prayer team, check and see how the people are, and if God's been doing some stuff, even if it's a little bit, just bring them over, and we want to just hear a quick little story of what God's doing tonight. So those of you that came to the front, check yourselves. I know that not everyone's going to know if something's happened. But check yourself and just see what God's been doing.
Can you just explain to us a little bit, like, what you were feeling before and what happened?
Okay, I had pain, severe pain in my right knee, and then my stomach. I've been to see my doctor, and I was still having the pain, and I came here. She touched me, prayed for me, and I just realized the pain is gone.
Gone completely?
Yes.
100%? Praise Jesus. Yay. That's awesome.
Very good. That's it.
This is Shelly, and she had a neck pain. And I forgot to ask you, do you know how it got there, the pain?
I've had it for a long, long time. I've been having neck pain for a long, long time, and it was like I couldn't even... I had to keep my head backwards because I hurt so much. And even tonight I was sitting there and I couldn't do like this because it hurt me so much. And then I feel a heat coming over my neck and I feel like a release. So, yeah.
So would you say you're fully healed or would you say like what percentage?
Fully healed.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. We just thank you for this healing, Jesus. And we just declare a full 100% freedom from pain in her neck in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Lord.
I went up and just got prayer and for respiratory problems, and I had severe pain in my back shoulder, and had prayer for that too, and it's a lot better.
Is it 100%?
Not quite, but...
Well, we'll pray for 100. Is that cool?
Well, that sounds good to me.
Jesus, thank you what you've done in here. You thank you what you've done already, God. And we just declare 100% healing, Lord. We know that when you start something, you want to finish, Jesus. You want to finish it. You want to go 100%, Lord. And we just declare this healing. We tell anything that's not of you to go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Papa. So how's it feeling?
It's a lot better.
It's a lot better, but not 100%?
Not quite.
Okay, well, we'll keep pressing in.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Papa. More healing, Jesus.
Well, while we're praying for David, after I told that story, Donna comes up and she's got, what was wrong with your ears?
I have itchy ears.
Itchy ears. I have never heard of itchy ears.
Itchy
on the inside or outside?
And there's nothing in the inside and there's nothing they can do for it.
And?
So Steve prayed for me and they're not itching anymore. No more itch.
And no more itch.
No more itch.
Has anyone ever heard of itching ears on the inside? I'm sure that's the technical word of the inside. It's amazing, isn't it, Donna? Very, very good. Excellent. Okay.
This is Ruth and she had the shin splints. And so in fact, you tell the story about that.
Okay. Basically, I had shin splints coming in, and I was, like, limping, and I was still wearing high heels because I was at work earlier today. I was limping, and during worship, it actually was getting better and better and better, and then when Steve said shin splints, I was like, oh, that's mine. So I got up, and I noticed right away it was already, like, 70% better, and then when she prayed for me, it's, like, completely gone. Like, it's totally, totally fine now, which is amazing because I was limping all day yesterday and all day today, so.
That's very cool. Very, very good. Well, let's stretch your hands towards the folks that are still being prayed for. Daddy, we're asking that whatever you're starting, that you would just push in just a little bit more. And Daddy, if we were up here, we would want our healing. And so, Daddy, our friends are up here, and we're asking, Daddy, would you come and would you minister to them? Would you cleanse their bodies from sicknesses, diseases? Lift off all kinds of fears and phobias, any kind of depression and just mental kind of anxieties and stresses. Father, bring healing to our bodies, to our soul, and to our spirit. And we bless you, Father. Thank you for what you have done and what you're doing. So, Holy Spirit, keep coming. Keep coming. Well, we have one other thing we're going to do tonight. Guess what that is? We're going to send you over to the flags, and we're going to pray for you one more time. I don't know if you've been prayed for enough already tonight, but one of our traditions, for those of you that maybe are newcomers, is we like to lay hands on everybody to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's one of the commands that's in the Bible. Do you remember in Ephesians, Paul says to keep on being filled? Yes? Keep on being filled is what he says. And I grew up in a church where we never ever did that. We rarely even talked about the Holy Spirit. So I got a lot of catching up to do. I don't know about you, but I went to a whole bunch of meetings where we didn't do that. Do you remember in the Bible it says, do everything decently and in order? Have you seen that verse in Corinthians? And a lot of people over the years have complained to our church that we're not doing things decently and in order. And John Arnott had an amazing response once. I heard him, someone was saying, but look at the people. Some of them, they're laughing, they're falling, and all that kind of stuff. And John was saying, well, did you notice that we have lines on the floor so that we can pray for people? Did you notice we have catchers? Like, we're trying to do it decently and in order. And John Arnott said this. The first part is this. Do everything decently and in order. And so John turned and said, sir, are you doing everything in your church? That's talked about in the Bible. Because if you're not even trying, you can't criticize us for trying. Does that make sense? And it was like, oh my goodness, that was a word of wisdom right there. So we're not saying that everything is always perfect, but we are at least attempting to do the things that are in the Bible. And we're trying to do them decently in order. As, for example, having a ministry team that is trained. Having a badge on the ministry team so that they can be held accountable. Having lines on the floor over here and over here. Having catchers, all those kind of things we're trying to do to make ministry a very safe place for you to have an experience with an amazing God. So if you'd like to be prayed for tonight for more of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to welcome you to stand up, head underneath the flags, and prayer team, can I get you to come to the front if you're not ministering right now? And we would like to have maybe a dozen people that would come and be a catcher for our prayer team. Otherwise, we'll get the teams in twos. So, but if you'd like to be a catcher for 10, 15 minutes, you will definitely be prayed for at the end. You will not be missed out. So if you'd like prayer, head underneath the flags. If you'd like to be a catcher and to just help someone, our prayer team are at the front. And if you want to just match up with them, and their hands are up, meaning that they would like someone to be their assistant. And so prayer team, as soon as you have someone to help you, head underneath the flags. Those of you that are ministering to people at the front, you just keep right on ahead doing that. So there are a few more. You don't even have to be a guy. If you're a strong enough girl to be able to help someone, if they happen to settle to the ground, that's primarily what we're trying to do, is make sure that people don't fall down and hurt themselves. So a couple more people to come. Great. Great. Good. One more. Two more. Good. A couple more prayer ministry team. Good. Here comes a guy up to the front. Ladies, here comes a guy to be a catcher. Do you want to grab him, Margie? Great. Good. So we have two more of our prayer ministry team. One of the in-house rules is the prayer team are not allowed to pray if there's not a person going to be standing behind, because we do want to have it a safe place. We have yet to have anyone sue us for negligence, which is a good thing after 18 years of Holy Spirit meetings. It's really cool that we haven't had any of those kind of issues. So let me pray for those of you at home. Father, we're asking for your Holy Spirit to come for every single person that's watching us right now on Catch the Fire TV. And whether you're watching this live or recorded, can I just encourage you, if you're watching this recorded, it does not matter to the Holy Spirit. When you read the Bible, which was written 2,000 years ago or more, there is still anointing on that. And just like the Holy Spirit is able to take anointing from the Word of God and touch your life, He's able to take prayers and touch your life. And so, Father, we're asking for every person right now to be filled with your Holy Spirit. Father, would you come and visit us again? Would you pour out your Spirit in us again and again and again? And Daddy, you understand that the best thing that ever happened to Jesus was when he was filled with the Holy Spirit at his baptism. And the Bible says this, the Spirit remained on him. And so that probably means that he kept saying, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come. And Daddy, we want to be like Jesus and have the Holy Spirit remaining with us. And that means we need to keep on being filled, keep on being filled. So Daddy, come, fill your people, fill us in this room, fill those that are at home right now. We bless you, Father. Thank you for being with us. Well, friends, we'll see you next on Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And for those of you that are at your church on Sundays, you can join us next Friday night. So God bless you.
Love, vast as the ocean.